It was a very good game to be thrown into, very important game, but I think I did well. Obviously, thanks to the manager for trusting me, and I think I did well in the game, but obviously, a bit of a shame we didn't get the 3 points, but I thought we played really well. I thought we could have nicked it maybe at the end, but I think collectively as a team, we played really well. We passed the ball well and created a lot of chances and that, and maybe just didn't have the... We didn't do well enough maybe going forward to create a few chances. So obviously Bradford this weekend, hoping to retain my place. So I'm really looking forward to it.
The manager just said that he's essentially still looking over the squad and seeing who fits where and who's the best at doing what. So that presents a real chance for you to make a name with him, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, he had a team at the start of the season and he's looking at everybody, he's giving everyone a fair crack of the whip. So there's definitely chances there for everyone to impress, obviously, in training. Obviously, if you train really well, the gaffer's going to give you a chance. He's like that. He's really good with things like that. So hopefully I did enough on Saturday to keep my place. I'm really looking forward to the weekend. Obviously, Bradford's a massive game. Be a good crowd there and that. So... No, I'm really looking forward to it.
Because it's not as if, obviously you're still very much a young player, but you have got plenty of experience of playing at this level. So it's not as if you're finding your feet at playing in League One.
No, obviously I went on loan, been on loan to a few clubs, played a few games on loan and that. So it's not as though I've been thrown into League One football. I've got quite a bit of experience. Obviously, maybe not as much as the likes of Harry and people like that, but... I can hold my own at this level, and I think a lot of people saw that on Saturday, and I believe obviously there's still a lot more to come. It's my first game, it's my debut, and I think I started pretty well, obviously up and down the wing and that, so there's still a lot more to come from me.
The way Sheffield United at least initially have set their team up to play, that puts a bit of emphasis on the likes of yourself and either McMahon or Westlake to get forward. Does that suit your game?
Yeah, definitely. Coming from Man United, obviously all we work towards is going forward, trying to get up and down the wing as much as you can, get as many crosses as you can. But obviously the first thing is to vent, to defend. So we didn't keep a clean sheet at the weekend, but obviously we conceded the goal. It was a bit unfortunate, really. But I think the way they play, obviously, they try and get the midfielders on the ball, and I try and play as high as I can and try and get up and down the pitch, and I believe that's just exactly my game, and I think I do it pretty well.
Two kind of strands have arisen from Saturday particularly. Lots of possession, lots of chances, but it's just that little bit of extra, maybe pace sometimes and or killer instinct that Sheffield United need to work on it.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we created quite a few chances. We've obviously watched the video back this week, and we've been working on training, getting forward, getting into the gaps and try and get the number 10 on the ball. So we did create a few chances. Maybe it's just that final ball. Or, obviously, Lyle was unlucky with the goal. I'm not sure if it was on or offside, really. But we have created chances. We've definitely got the squad. Got a brilliant squad. Some great attacking players. I believe it will definitely come.
Because there has been this idea now that McDonald's moved on to Wolves, either of A, somebody coming in to maybe play in that role, but do you think there are players here who could take on the number 10 role that are already at Sheffield United?
100%. Some great players here, obviously the likes of McFadzean, Ryan Flynn. There's a lot of good players here. Obviously that's down to the gaffer to make that decision, but I believe the way we play and the way we've worked over pre-season, obviously a lot was focused on Kevin in the hole, but now he's moved on. Obviously, wish him all the best. But we have got the players here, and obviously it's down to the gaffer to see what he does. But we've definitely got the players here to play in that role, definitely.
And having worked with different types of managers over the time in your short career, how have you found working with David? Because obviously it's his first full managerial role as well.
Well, obviously it's I've come into the first team, obviously came in pre-season, and we're just looking to stake a claim to play, really. And obviously I wasn't in for the first couple of games, but he's now given me the opportunity, and obviously I thank him for that. And it's just down to me to pay him back, really.
How much do you feel that there is a pressure on you to start to make your name then? Because obviously you've got a great pedigree in the setups that you've played, and obviously at Man United starting off, that now here is where you've really got to sort of kick on a little bit.
Yeah, in a way. Obviously, I've got to kick on. I'm still only 20. I turned 20 the other day, so I'm still only young. But obviously, for the team, there's a lot of experienced players around you, so you have to step up to the plate on the Saturday. Obviously, there's points at stake now. It's not like playing a reserve game where there's points at stake, but it doesn't really matter. There's win bonuses and things like that. So playing on a Saturday in front of big crowds, and obviously the crowds kind of pay to watch you, you've definitely got to step up to the plate and try and do as well as you can and just give everything for the team, really.
Another interesting test on Saturday with Bradford. Obviously had great success last season. What do you make of them right now?
Well, to be honest, I haven't really seen them play lately, but I'm sure we'll watch them later in the week before the game. But it will definitely be a tough test. Obviously, there'll be a big crowd there. They've got a good home support, so a bit like ourselves. So it will definitely be a good test. Obviously, try and get the fans behind us, and I believe we can go there and get a win, definitely.
Just from a football fan's point of view, when you saw all that and their season unfolding, because everybody paid attention, didn't they? What did you make of it?
Honestly, it was fantastic making it to the Carling Cup final. I've got a friend there who I used to play with Ireland with called Carl McHugh. He's a bit the same age as me, really, and obviously he played in that final. He said it was a great experience. So it's fantastic for obviously a League Two side to make it to the Carling Cup final. But that's done and dusted now. They're in League One now, and they've got to try and stay up to pace with this league. Obviously, it's a tougher league than League Two, so obviously really looking forward to the game, really looking forward to testing myself against some top players, obviously, if I get selected by the manager. So,
have you been in touch? Have the text messages been flying around?
No, I haven't. I haven't spoke to anyone, but I'm sure we'll have a chat after the game, I think.
Because I would imagine they've got similar expectations or pressures in some respects as Sheffield United. As one of the big clubs in this division, the expectation is always to try and go up. They're on a roll right now, so I dare say there's pressure on them as well.
Yeah, not really looked at their results lately, but obviously there's a massive pressure on them, obviously coming up from League Two, and they're a very big club. So, there's obviously pressure in every game, whether you've got a big crowd at home, all the fans have paid money to watch you. Any club you're at, really, is obviously a massive pressure, but they're professional footballers, so I believe they can take that. And we'll go there and obviously look for the 3 points and push on.